Delighted to have as my guest today Amelia Atherton, who's playing one of the key roles in Friends the Musical. How are you today, Phoebe?
I'm good, thank you. Oh, sorry, some songs I just played on my phone at the same time. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right. See, I spoke to you in character there straight away. I expected a daffy answer. Of course, it's Amelia. And it's good to know that you're in Buxton on the 10th of February and in there for the week. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I've actually never played the theatre in Buxton before, so really looking forward to going to the venue. I've heard that the theatre's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. I'll talk about it a little bit more a little bit later on. Now, Friends the Musical. Now, Friends is, for people of a certain generation, it was the go-to comedy, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that there's so many different generations who enjoy Friends as well. And, you know, there was the people who enjoyed Friends when it was first on, and then people who enjoyed it sort of watching the reruns on E4 and Comedy Central and via sort of DVD box sets. And that was definitely how I grew up watching it. Everyone just sort of loves it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it was not my generation really, and I've come to love it really, because my daughter's got it. I bought her a box set for Christmas one year, and it's on all the time. Really is. It's that infectious, isn't it?
Yeah, people just love it as sort of a show as well. I think it's such an easy watch that, you know, people will just put it on if they've got 20 minutes to have something on, and it just always puts you in a great mood.
Now, your production has got a good pedigree, hasn't it? It's got a great creative team who've come around to make this happen, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been very, very lucky to have sort of, you know, director, choreographer and musical supervisor who have all worked on really fantastic shows in the past too. This is a brand new production of this show. This show's actually been around before in previous iterations, but this is sort of the next step in its journey. It's been going down a treat. It's been really, really great, and I feel very lucky to be a part of it.
Yeah, so it's, first of all, it's a musical, so that's making it different. We'll talk about the musical bits of it in a moment or two. But obviously people who've watched Friends throughout their lives, really, will know all the key phrases, all the catchphrases and so on. Is this an amalgam of all the best bits of Friends, or is it a brand new version of Friends?
It's definitely all the best bits of Friends, which, as you can imagine, is quite difficult to fit into two and a half hours.
Yeah.
So I would say that it sort of vaguely tells the story of season one and two in the first half.
Yeah.
And then the second half is just literally all the best bits you can imagine sort of thrown at you in the most crazy way. And it's got so many of the references in, and people say when they come to watch, oh, you know, I forgot about this bit. And when, as soon as you see them, they're instantly recognizable, from, you know, the fantastic costume design that's so iconic, all the way through to, you know, the lines that are, of course, you know, catchphrases and things that they all said throughout the season. They're all in there.
Of course, the character you play, Phoebe, was a sort of completely daffy one who thought she could actually play the guitar. Is that easy to play? Is that easy to pick up?
Well, you know, she is super crazy, and it was something I wouldn't say struggled with, but really had to, you know, find that character, because I think the misconception with Phoebe would be that she's a bit of a dumb blonde, and that's certainly not the case. She's actually very, very smart and wise. She just has a very different way of looking at the world. But yes, her guitar playing is certainly something that is very iconic about her. Yeah. And I can play three bad chords, and that's all I needed.
I was going to say, that's about what Phoebe could do anyway, isn't it? And sing not too well alongside it.
Yes, absolutely. Which, you know, hopefully I am actually quite a good bit of a better singer than Phoebe. But in the musical, of course, there's some of Phoebe's bad singing. present.
And of course, the four characters, the four main characters, are there. They are so iconic, aren't they? Everybody knows the Joey and so on, don't they? They know exactly what they're like. Have you managed to capture that? Have you and the rest of the cast really managed to capture that?
We've been very fortunate that we actually had a impression and accent coach with us in rehearsals. Her name's Jessica Martin. She's a impressionist, and we worked with her, you know, to really, really get the impersonations, not just in how we speak, but mainly in our mannerisms, like on point, so that, you know, Friends fans wouldn't be disappointed when they come and see the show. People have said, you know, it really is like watching a very slightly over-exaggerated episode of Friends, because we have worked really hard on creating these over-the-top homages to the original characters.
And are there other characters in? Because there are other characters which are recurring, aren't there? There's the cafe man who's got the hots for one of the characters, hasn't he? And is he in? And and you've got the parents who keep on coming in, aren't they? And so on. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so Gunther is a big part of the show. Ed Lee, who plays Gunther, actually plays several of the sort of reoccurring side characters. So he's got, you know, a tough job of doing, I think he does four or five different impressions and four or five wacky characters who the audience, again, as soon as they see that wig or see that shirt, they know exactly who it is. And then there is also a Janice appearance also, and she is a definitely audience favourite.
Just has to be a Janice, doesn't there? You can't have Friends without Janice.
Oh, you've got to have Janice. Janice actually, spoiler alert, gets the final bow because she's so well loved.
Oh dear. Looking forward to that then. So the one thing that it wasn't during its great long run, it wasn't a musical. So what is the musical score like? Is it of the 90s period?
Well, you know, it's actually, all the songs are so varied and different. Quite a few of them are, again, parodies on either musical theatre songs that are quite well known or on 90s pop songs. So listen, there's even a bit of Blondie in there. It's a brand new original musical score. So there's no songs that you already know, but there are elements of songs that people will recognise. So a little bit of different genres, left, right and centre. There's also a Disney parody in there. So, you know, we've got a bit of everything.
Yeah, and you call it a parody, or you don't particularly, but the title is a parody. Is that because it's just so over the top that it's, you know, it's you can't accept it as real, but it is as you say, an exaggeration?
Yeah, it's absolutely, you know, sort of when we were auditioning, we were told to reference things like Saturday Night Live when they do the sort of sketch shows to create that sort of vibe. I think the thing is with Friends, it was so dry and so almost understated in the way it was played originally, that wouldn't necessarily translate on stage. So I think that making it a parody, making it so over the top, is what makes it work for a musical.
And you know, you've got you've had quite a trek up and down the country, haven't you? You've been, I think you've still got is it Edinburgh you've got to go to, and then all the way down to, you know, Wimbledon and all sorts of places. So what's the reaction been? Has it been the same all around the country that you've been to?
Yeah, it's, you know, wherever you go, it does vary, but the reaction has always been very positive. But you get certainly some audiences that are much more rowdy, some that are a bit more reserved, but the reaction across the board is just that people have this real love for Friends, which has been really, really lovely. I do think that, you know, most people who buy the tickets tend to be Friends fans, but if you don't know Friends, I think you'll still have a fantastic time. People do still come away thinking it was a really, really fun show, very funny, and have a great night, regardless of whether they're big fans or whether they've just sort of seen one or two episodes and know who the characters are.
Yeah, it's your blurb for the show says it's side-splitting. You know, you'll be rolling in the aisles. Is that absolutely right? Would that be your key thing that you'd point people to?
Yeah, I think it's all about it being funny, but at the same time, it's very heartfelt as well. There's a lot of nostalgia in there. And, you know, we talk about how this show was there for people and still continues to be there for people as sort of a comfort. And yeah, that's really nice as well. Some people do get a little bit emotional at the end of the show, which is lovely.
Yeah, and it will be, because we forget now, don't we, that it's actually sort of, what, 30-something years old? And the real actors are now in the 50s and so on, aren't they?
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, it's sort of immortalised them as 20-somethings forever, I think, in our heads, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy indeed. So, what's touring been like for you then, this great big long tour?
Yeah, it's been good fun. This is actually the second time I've toured the UK. And it's great. I mean, you know, you're living out of a suitcase, you're going to a different place every week, but it's really, really nice. I think, when really else would you get the opportunity to go to all these different cities and towns? I think it's a really nice way to see the UK, actually, whilst working. Yeah. It's been lovely. It's been a great time.
And just finishing really with the fact you're in Buxton on as part of the leg of your tour. And it is an iconic theatre. What have you heard about it?
I've just heard that it's really beautiful, to be honest with you. I've heard that it's, you know, a little, like, smaller theatre, but really, really intimate, really lovely. I've seen some photographs, but yeah, I've not actually been, so I'm really excited to get in there and see the stage and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to other actors and they've said part of their warm-up, they always lie down on the stage just to look up at the ceiling. It's a fantastic ceiling.
Yeah, you really get a really lovely view of all these different theatres when you get to be on the stage every week. All the different details in every different theatre, it's so nice. They're all so different. You never sort of go to two theatres that are the same. So yeah, I really look forward to it.
And have you planned some days out and your time off in Buxton? Have you had a look at the tour guide? Because it's a beautiful place and beautiful area to explore.
I haven't actually. I need to get around to doing that. We sort of usually get Wednesdays and Thursdays where we're free in the daytime, so I'll have to check out some of the tourist things to do whilst I'm there.
Yeah, there are some beautiful things to do. Finally, really, a tight cast, a small cast, you have to get on well together. Is that the case with you? Is it a really tight-knit group of people?
Yeah, I think often in theatre, it just is the way that you all pull together and you become such a tight team from the start of rehearsals, because you all, you know, you all share this common goal of wanting the show to be the best it can be. And that's certainly the case with this group. I mean, we all care very much about the show, and I think that's why it's been a success. We all put our 100% in every night, and you know, we've even got four understudy covers who are the parts whenever anyone's off sick or anyone's on holiday or anyone's away. They, you know, they're really part of the team too, and everyone's just worked so hard, and that creates that common goal. And we all get on really, really well. It's been really lovely.
Sounds like you really are a bunch of friends, really.
We certainly are.
And as it should be. Amelia, it's been lovely speaking to you. I'm really looking forward to hearing those catchphrases again and having a side-splitting time in Buxton.
Thank you for having me.
It's no problem at all. Thanks ever so much for your time. Enjoy yourself.